Distribution Requirements Planning Roadmap. Distribution Requirements Planning, DRP, is used for replenishment of warehouses. It is also sometimes used for retail replenishment. If you understand MRP, Material Requirements Planning logic, it is a very small leap to understand DRP logic. DRP is a time phase order point approach. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a time-phased order point, TPOP, as follows. Material requirements planning, MRP-like time planning logic technique for independent demand items, in which gross requirements come from a forecast, not via explosion. This method can be used to plan distribution center inventories, as well as to plan for service, repair, parts, because MRP logic can readily handle items with dependent demand, independent demand, or a combination of both. It is an approach that uses time periods, thus allowing for lumpy withdrawals instead of average demand. When used in distribution environments, the planned order releases are input into the master schedule dependent demand. Planned order releases from regional distribution centers, DCs, become gross requirements for central supply, which in turn become planned order releases at the factory as direct inputs to the master production schedule's forecast of demand. Therefore, the factory has more time to plan for when large orders will need to be released. Next, we address reasons to use DRP and some basic DRP concepts. Reasons to use DRP. DRP ideally combines the service levels of pull with the efficiency of push. The regional DCs determine their own planned orders and so can respond to local customer information on demand. Because they enter planned orders in advance of their release, central supply and the factory receive immediate information on future demand so they can better level production. Because the systems are integrated, the factory can generate planned order recommendations and exception or action messages for central supply, and central supply can do the same for regional DCs. Production planners will have good information on inventory levels at all integrated stockkeeping locations. They can suggest different planned order sizes at various locations. This way, all locations get sufficient inventory rather than the first to order getting what is available and the others having stockouts. DRP success depends on accurate forecasts and stable processes to be successful. If both of these exist, DRP produces high fulfillment performance with minimal inventory. However, many organizations are faced with managing increasingly complex distribution networks, which include multiple suppliers, manufacturing sources, warehouses, and transportation providers, plus many product variations. If the environment is more volatile and uncertain than DRP can handle, the organization may need to turn to a different method, such as demand-driven MRP, DDMRP, since such systems manage inventory positions in a more strategic and selective manner. Organizations that have stable enough forecasts and environments and spend the time and energy to design or select robust DRP systems may see the following benefits. Forecasts are improved due to higher visibility into the distribution network. Finished goods supply and demand are closely matched. Inventory can be located at and deployed from specific locations to best meet customer service requirements. Quick responses to changes in the market can be made by relocating products to areas where they are in demand. Planners can use the tools from MRP systems to manage inventory items, such as changing lot sizing. The systems assist management in planning for future requirements in the field. Basic DRP concepts. DRP coordinates materials flow through the physical distribution system. It addresses when, where, and how much inventory is needed at distribution centers within a manufacturer's distribution network in order to fulfill customer orders. It also shapes what resources are needed and when to ensure that replenishment inventory can be delivered, handled, and stored according to replenishment plans. The goal of a distribution system is efficient, timely service with minimal inventory investment. The organization should effectively manage the flow of goods and inventories between itself and its customers. DRP starts as close to the final marketplace or customer as possible. This is important because local customer demand data can help manage field inventories. One of the keys to managing field inventories is visibility. DRP allows for the incorporation of data into the master production schedule system, which extends manufacturing planning and control, MPC visibility into the distribution system. The DRP system can collect detailed information from the field slash customers, summarize it, and pass it back to the MPC system. The basic DRP system data are made up of records for the individual products, which are tracked as individual stock keeping units, SKUs. At the warehouse level, the zero level on the bill of materials is defined as the SKU. This means that an individual product is seen as complete only when it is delivered and satisfies customer demand. This extension of the bill of materials into the field allows the organization to use requirements explosion techniques to link to the other MPC systems.